Hello and welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by prop Joe Popple. How are you, Joe?
Good, Andrew. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Right, you joined Pontypool at the beginning of October. Has it been an easy environment to settle into?
Yeah, it's been quite easy, to be honest. All the boys have been very welcoming. I was quite nerve-wracking at the start. High-level club. They've got a massive history in that. When I first had the call off Louis to come up for a trial and I met up with him, I told my father I was buzzing, I was over the moon. But he just kept drilling to me how big of a club it is in the history, and that's how I thought all the pressure's on by it. But as a first session I went up, just loved it. Got on with the coaches well, all the boys well, backroom staff. And they're all so close and tight as a group, you'd like feel one of them straight away.
So is that something that attracted you to the club, that the history that it does have?
To be honest, I didn't really know much of the history. Like, I didn't know much at all, but they were telling me, and my parents were on about it, and obviously like my best mate was Graham, and he was telling me about his grandfather and like all that type of stuff, and I thought that was quite a good club. I knew they had a big following, but because I remember one of my first years in the championship with Bather, they were there and they were all, the fans were there in the stand and they were doing the general chant of Pooler. So I thought, oh, this is a bit intimidating, but yeah, but it's quite good.
You just mentioned Bather. You actually made your career debut for Bather at the age of 17. How much do you think your game has progressed since then?
I think it's progressed quite a lot, to be honest. I had a few old heads I looked up to up in Bather. Doc Cotton, he's an experienced prop. I tried learning from him. But in general, I think I've become a better player. My game awareness is improved. There's still a lot to improve. I'm only 22, and as a prop, that's very young. You don't go into your prime until you're 27, 28. So, to be honest, I think I'm going in the right direction. And at Pooler, I've got the right coaches with Slug and Louis. They're pushing me in the right direction. Also with the uni, like I got Sam Hobbs, Cardiff Blues professional. He's showing me the ropes as well, so it's going quite good.
And does it help at Pontypool that Louis is an ex-forward? Can he impart a bit more wisdom in that way?
It does help, yeah. And Slug, to be honest, I got massive respect for both of them because they'll tell you as it is. Like you go to some clubs, coaches will beat around the bush, and they'll tell you, "Oh, you're great." But if you have a terrible game, they'll rip into you. Remember, I was on the bench for Bather away. It was like my second or third game, and things weren't going our way. Our forwards weren't having the best of games, and I just remember what happened in the change rooms. And they just told us how it was. And second half, we just tore it apart, and we were by far the better side.
Do you prefer that then?
Yeah, I much prefer that. I like people telling me I'm good and all that stuff, but you've got to be told.
For a bit of honesty.
Yeah, you've got to be told, otherwise your head's going to get bigger and then you're just going to play rubbish, haven't you? It's not going to happen.
So is there anybody that you look up to at Pontypool at the moment in terms of helping you to get better as a player?
All of them, to be honest. They're all quite, we've got experienced boys and we've got some youngsters. It's a good collection of boys. Like we've got the likes of Ryan Arford, Ben, Lee, Nashi, they've all been there, they've been and done that, and we quite learn off them, the youngsters, and you can see that because the young boys like myself or Nathan Hurd, Fraser, they're all just learning off them in their positions, and it's working. We've gone really well up there.
And you play on both sides of the scrum at Pontypool. However, will there come a time when you want to specialise and build a reputation in just one position?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to. I think personally my position's loose head, but I've had people tell me I should be a tight head because of my height. I've had different people tell me I'm a loose head, so I'm trying to figure out my way in both positions at the moment. But as a youngster, I just preferred to put. I don't care if I played centre, to be honest. I just get me on that field.
And this weekend, the club faced Bedwest in the Swaleg Cup. How much are you looking forward to taking on Premiership opposition at the park?
I'm very looking forward to it, to be honest. It's a great opportunity for not only the players but for the coaches also to see where we're at. Obviously, we'd like to progress through the cup, but in my opinion, I think we should just chase the league promotion, get our Premiership, and test ourselves next weekend to see where we are at, where we need to work on, what not.
Absolutely, right. Thank you very much for the chat, and I'd just like to thank you for your contribution today.
Thank you.